The 5525 Oak Street property is an 1855 house. It wasn't meant to be a restaurant, so we needed something to where we could spread our wings. I needed a bit bigger kitchen space, of course. You know, my good friend Norman Weese, who his family owns the property here, over the last 5 years, we've become great friends. He and I have had many chats in our greenhouse, and about 2 years ago, I was in the midst of a lease negotiation, and we started talking, and he said to me, well, why don't you build your restaurant and put your restaurant here on the farm? You can use my mom's house, which is right there in front of the restaurant. That was the spark. That was the glimmer of the dream. And then Nancy got a hold of it. And she said, well, maybe we should rebuild this barn here. There was an old 1931 barn that sat here. We took it down piece by piece. We rebuilt it using all of the wood from the previous structure. That structure you'll find throughout the new structure here. So now we're able to offer so much more in the way of private parties, a more intimate dining experience here, while retaining the historical aspect of what we had just down the street here. I think that Stone Soup Cottage in the original location was special. This location is singular here to the St. Louis area, certainly. It's a very special building, and we're going to host great dinners here as well.
And you've got modern heating and cooling and electrical wiring and all of that?
I didn't know that it existed, so yes, we have it now.
And if you want to gloat a little bit, you can tell other people in the biz how big your kitchen is. I'm sure you know the dimensions.
Okay, well, my kitchen is, let me see, what is the exact square footage? We have 900 square feet.
There are people in some of the nicest restaurants in the city who would die to have a kitchen that big.
I would have too, and I was out here in the country. My kitchen was the size of a closet over there. But hey, you know, that was our humble beginning, and you know, that building represents a lot of hard work, a complete investment by Nancy and me, and you know, you just put your head down, you work hard, and you deal with what you have, and that's what I had to deal with, and you just make it happen.
Okay, I'm chatting with Carl McConnell here at the new Stone Soup Cottage in Cottleville. Now, people who discovered you a little after you guys got rolling down there, it was not an easy thing at the beginning until you guys, I guess, got a review from Joe Bonwich.
Exactly. So, you know, when we first began in June 25th of 2009, you know, Nancy and I had put everything that we had into that little business. Of course, banks weren't loaning money then, specifically to people without business experience and in the restaurant business. But Nancy and I put everything that we had into that place. And about a month and a half into it, I was pretty worried. I didn't know if I was going to make it or not. You know, this is a special thing that we're doing out here, and you know, we thrive on word of mouth. And that was the idea going into it. But the problem that we ran into, nobody knew where Cottleville was. So nobody knew that we were here. We were behind on our marketing, and we were worried. You know, we were worried. And then Joe Bonwich came to see us, and he wrote an article on us and gave us a very good review, and that changed everything. So I owe him a lot. I thank him very, very much for that.
So you didn't have to put the mascot costume on and go out and wave around on Highway Inn and point people into the restaurant?
No, but I was thinking that I would have to take a part-time job doing that down at Little Caesars on the corner of Mid Rivers Mall Drive.
Yeah, oh no, I saw that guy down there on the way out here tonight.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, he was dancing around and having fun. I don't know if if you got a place for him here or not.
Right, exactly. But I'm 41 now, not as limber anymore.
For people who say Cottleville, that's on the other side of the world, it's not really. You're just on the edge of suburbia, and, you know, we're like, what, 2 miles from Applebee's and all those strip places down there on Mid Rivers Mall Drive, right?
We have strip places down there? Where?
Well, no, no.
Okay.
The strip mall I'm speaking.
Oh,
No. This is pristine St. Charles County.
But you do feel like you're at the edge of the world right here, right?
Oh, yeah. This is the country, man.
Absolutely. And we're only 20 minutes from Chesterfield.
Got any new food things in the pipeline?
Ooh, let me see. You know, I have this smokehouse over here, so we're going to be focusing a lot on kind of incorporating a lot of smoke into our menu. So this new menu cycle, what do I have? I have smoked scallops with jalapeno and corn and beurre blanc, so that's a new one there for you to salivate over.
That's a nice little tease. And when does the next cycle begin? I guess this week.
Friday. Friday's our first night serving here.